For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Kentucky's agriculture commissioner says last week's setback should not cause hemp supporters to give up hopes of getting the crop legalized. James Comer told WKU Public Radio he's not surprised language legalizing industrial hemp failed to get added to the first drafts of farm bills in the U.S. House and Senate. Comer says the federal farm bill has a long way to go before it's ultimately passed, and a lot of things will be added and taken out in the next few months.
I think there's still hope in the farm bill. So we'll see. There's a lot of political maneuvering going on with the farm bill, not just with the hemp amendment. You know, most of the farm bill pertains to food stamps and some other social programs. So there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of questions yet to be answered about the farm bill. So I've still got a little bit of hope. And I learned during this last session in Kentucky during Senate Bill 50 and reading in the paper every morning where Greg Stumbo would say that my bill was dead, that it's not over till the very last day. So we're still holding out hope on it.
What, if anything, have you heard from either Senator Mitch McConnell or Senator Rand Paul or some of the other members of Kentucky's federal delegation who support the measure and concerning next possible steps forward for industrial hemp?
You know, we're still hopeful that language can be added during a conference when the bill goes to conference between the House and the Senate. If that doesn't happen, you know, we go back to the original plan of maybe trying to get an executive order by President Obama. And then the final option is the most sensible one. And that is to just pass standalone legislation, either the Rand Paul bill in the Senate or Thomas Massie's bill in the House. So each day those bills get a few more sponsors, and I mean there's more and more support for it. I think that we still stand a very good chance of getting some legislation passed this year.
So, Commissioner, we know that there was a measure passed here in the state, your measure about industrial hemp, the most recent Kentucky General Assembly. If the federal government today passed a standalone bill saying industrial hemp is hereby legal in Kentucky, could Kentucky farmers tomorrow start growing? What would it mean exactly for Kentucky farmers in terms of hemp?
First of all, I don't want any farmer to grow it until they have a contract to sell it. And the processors are going to have to come in to Kentucky, and I want to see their buildings. I want to look at their equipment. Not that I have anything to do with whether they can do it or not. I feel more comfortable as a farmer knowing this is where I'm going to sell my cattle when they're ready to take to the market. This is where I'm going to sell my corn or my soybeans when I harvest it. And I think that needs to be the same with the people growing hemp, because this is the first time it'll ever be grown in Kentucky during my lifetime. So I think it's important to get the processors established in the communities. There's a big difference if they locate if my farm's in Monroe County, if they locate in Bowling Green or if they locate in Moorhead, Kentucky. You know, I can probably transport it to Bowling Green and still have a profit margin. I cannot transport it to Moorhead and have a profit margin. So I think that's important. Another challenge that we've never talked about is getting the right seed varieties in the farmer's hands. There's a shortage of seeds in the United States because it's currently not legal to grow industrial hemp in the United States. So we're going to have to import our seeds the first year from Europe, probably, possibly China. I would feel better about it coming from Europe than China.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner James Comer. Commissioner, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You can find an audio archive of this interview at our website, wkyufm.org. I'm Kevin Willis.